Ladies and gentlemen, Larry the Cable Guy.
Your hometown country station, T100.
We are on the air with Larry the Cable Guy, Friday, February 20th, Mershon Auditorium. Larry, first off, we go back a long time ago, Dayton area, Joker's Comedy Club. Do you remember that?
Holy smokes, with Kathy Rigby or something?
Lisa.
Lisa Grigsby.
Yes. Now, that's how long ago it's been since I talked to you last.
Holy smokes, that was way back 2002 or 3.
And I still have the menu that I made you sign it this way. To Wally, you suck, Larry the Cable Guy.
I wrote that, or did Jeff write that?
You wrote it, and someday I'll show it to someone proving that I did know you back in the day. I even remember the rant that you were on about edible britches.
I had 3 pair that day. I remember I got sick at Butterscotch Thongs. I'll be honest with you. I had to quit eating the edible britches. You know, it gives you diabetes. I didn't want to get diabetes, so I quit doing those. You know, I went more to like, I went to more like steak flavored underbreeches. With more like steak flavored vegetable, you know, some celery shorts and stuff like that.
I always like to picture everybody naked when I first come out. You know, I'm not nervous or nothing. I'm just a pervert. You should picture me without clothes on, then you'd be laughing so hard I wouldn't have to tell any jokes up here.
Man, it's crazy to see all these years later that you're still having fun on stage.
You ever shot Walmart after midnight? Holy smokes. Whoa, they ought to charge a cover charge in there after midnight. They got good deals after midnight, though. Last time I was up there after midnight, 75% off self-esteem.
Larry, give us a quick update on what you've been up to.
I've just been traveling and doing shows and raising kids. And I mean, that was a long time ago. I got 2 full growns now. You know, back in those days, I was on the road 287 days a year, traveling around the tour bus with my wife and my little kids. And still a good time. I love it. I still love what I do. I just got done filming a special on Amazon Prime that did real well.
I don't eat good at Christmas, I'll tell you that much. I got a Fitbit on Christmas Eve. I put it on. It dialed 911.
Hey, this is Larry the Cable Guy. You is listening to Wally World on T100. I've known him since the late 1900s.
We're going to have fun tonight. I tell you, I done a show last night, and the folks that didn't walk out on me really enjoyed it. So,
We're on the air with Larry the Cable Guy, Mershon Auditorium, February 20th. Larry, give us an update on what you've been up to.
Man, just keep it busy, man, doing a lot of stuff, you know. Just I'm able to stay home a lot more, still traveling and having a good time, and I'm bringing a funny show up to Columbus. I'll tell you what, I think it gets better and better every year.
My mother-in-law, last month, won $400 in a hot dog eating contest. 40 hot dogs in 10 minutes she ate. I couldn't believe it. Huh, my mother-in-law, not talking for 10 minutes.
I know in your past, Larry, you've had your family a part of the show. Is that still the case?
I used to do it when they were little. They'd come up, tell a joke or two. But no, not anymore. You know, I think they're all used to me pounding out jokes, you know, and I know it's a really funny joke if I get at least a small reaction out of my family, because they've been hearing them forever. So if I do get a small smile of reaction, I go, that's a good one right there, because I'm always pounding a joke out, or, hey, what do you think of this one?
Do not rush the stage. Thank you. Wow, this is awesome. Who canceled? Thank you so much for having me. It's a good-looking crowd. I'll tell you what, right now, Cracker Barrel's wondering where all the regulars are, right? Look at this. It's good-looking.
Hey, this is Larry the Cable Guy. You is listening to Wally World on T100.
My name's Mater, like Tomater, but without the tuh. Need a tow? I'm going to need a tow truck.
Larry, let's go back to Mater. About a year ago, I was at a flea market, and I found a toy, Mater, and you press the top.
Holy moly, guacamole!
And I hear your voice.
Woohoo!
Isn't it crazy to think where Mater has taken you?
Yeah, it's brought in a whole other generation of people. You know, anybody 30 and under, they have no idea I was a stand-up comedian, and I had a History Channel show and all that kind of stuff. They just know me as the voice of Mater.
Darn tootin'!
And then anybody over that, they know that I've done a bunch of other stuff. So it's been a really, really cool career. I've been very blessed. I enjoy what I do. Man, I just love what I do. I love making people laugh. And we're putting out 60 brand new episodes of Tales from Radiator Springs on Disney Junior for Mater. And
I won! WUN1!
I'm looking forward to coming back up and seeing old friends, and my act is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
My wife likes to go with me when I go to Las Vegas because she likes to go see the Chippendales. You know why she likes going to the Chippendales? She didn't marry very good. She married a Chunkendale.
As you know, I'm a one-liner type comedian, and I'm one after another. I'm armed with about 240 punchlines, and I'm ready to have a good time up in Ohio.
Hey, this is Larry the Cable Guy. You is listening to Wally World on T100.
I went to see Molly Hatchet. Well, that was awesome right there. I like old Molly Hatchet. You know what was cool about it? After the concert was over, true story, I got to go in the lobby and take a picture with all the cardboard cutouts of the original member.
We're back with Larry the Cable Guy, Friday night, Mershon Auditorium. Really, you're no stranger to Columbus.
I'll tell you what, I love what I do. I love making people laugh. It's cool to come back through Ohio again. A lot of great fans up there. And I remember when Nebraska was just up there playing the Buckeyes and the basketball coach was walking in the dressing room, sent me a picture. I'm hanging on the hallway wall up there in the arena. He was impressed. It gave me some cred with the cooks. I mean, I've always had a good time up there, a lot of good laughers. And, man, I'll tell you, looking forward to it. Anytime I get to go on the road and do my show, I love it. So get your tickets, come on out and see me, and we'll have a good time up there.
When I hunt, I dress all in orange from head to toe, and I hunt down by the interstate. That way the deer just think I'm a prisoner picking up trash out there.
We're back with Larry the Cable Guy, Friday night, Mershon Auditorium. Larry, hearing the chants of Get Her Done, that's got to be the best rush ever. Do you remember how you even came up with that?
Yeah, I was doing open mic and down in Florida way back in the late 80s, and I was just doing a bunch of characters on the stage, and one of them was a old cable installer. But I called a radio station over in Tampa. My best friend at the time had a morning show over there, and I called up and did that, and I signed off by going, "Well, all right then, well, y'all get her done. I'll see you tomorrow." They go, "Get her done? What's that mean?" I go, "Get her done. Whatever you got to do, just get her done." And it just kind of caught on way back in those days. So kind of popped it out there. So that was a very cool deal. Those kind of situations, you just can't plan them. They're organic and they just happened. Kind of like Jeff's You Might Be a Redneck. It just happened, you know.
Right.
So very fortunate, very blessed to have it have happened. That's for sure.
I guess I should do this. Get her done.